Testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, man. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hee. I just think this is my favorite thing. This is my fucking life, man, I'm telling you. Welcome to our pre-show for Thursday, the 2nd of July. I tried to transfer some money to somebody today. It was 2 o'clock here on the West Coast. And it said same day service. I go, yes. And they charged me 30 fucking bucks. And they said, great, it'll get to them by the 2nd of July. And I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean by same day service, man? It was 2 fucking o'clock here in California. Oh, it was 5 o'clock back east. So, Anyway, I'm good. I feel great. Work outside the body to draw urine away. What the fuck? Help keep skin dry and cool. What is this? PureWick urine collection system. And then they put it in a glass of lemonade? No, I'm just kidding. But I'm serious. It's like, oh my God. Do you think I'll need that someday? This is fun. 9 out of 10 caregivers and users would recommend the PureWick urine collection system. Is that if, like, you can't go to the bathroom or something? What does that mean, man? Oh, that's fucked. That's weird. Hey. So far, so good for Phil Hendry with all that shit, man. I'm not, that's almost like, you know, your bowel movements can now be, I mean, that's like, I hate to say, it's like saying, your bowel movements can now be kept in a cool, safe place. Having a difficult time saving your bowel movements, well, now with the new, you know, I mean, what the fuck is that about, man? How bad do I want to live? I like looking at these early, these are early NHL films where nobody's wearing a fucking helmet. Nobody's wearing a fucking helmet. And the only cat, and this is like Phil Esposito days, you know, this is like Bernie Parent days, you know. And the goalie is wearing a mask. And I actually saw at least one or two clips where the goalie had no mask. He just, it's just a guy. Because it used to be, man, you would go to the games and you'd buy the program. As I was a big program, I'm always a big program buyer, you know. Love the fucking program. Always buy it. Always look at everything. Always keep score. I haven't been to a professional anything game in, what's the last thing I went to see, man? I think the last goddamn professional sporting event that I went to was, like maybe that, I saw the Ducks and the fucking Blackhawks play 4 years ago at the goddamn Honda Center, what used to be called the Pond. That was beautiful, man. They just fucking siphoned this guy away from the net and just bang. This is like, I hate these where they, and now it's time to show you shots where we really chump the fucking goalie. Goaltender has got no chance at all because Jari Kurri and Gretzky, is this the old Oilers? Yeah. Taylor, Dion, and Simmer. Oh, these are the triple crown lines. There's Dave Taylor, Charlie Simmer, and Marcel Dion. This is the LA Kings, baby. That's my Kings back in the 80s. Who's this fucking head coach they had? Is that Bob Berry? So all these guys, this is like no helmet time in the NHL. They're showing some great highlights. They're showing great lines, and I guess most of the great ones were back in the day when they had no fucking helmets. Dave Taylor, Charlie Simmer, and Marcel Dion. Boy, those guys played together for a long time, too. All right, bitch. Welcome, anyway, to the show here. Did I bring my glass? Yes, I did. Thank you. What's tomorrow? Thursday? Okay. Let me see. just a minute. Double check and make sure that we're not missing any motherfucking thing here. Boom, boom. Send that to the trash and send this to receipts. Receipt? No, that's not a receipt. Just that one. Excuse me. So, Jackie's coming out here on Monday, a week from Monday, the 13th. And then I'm going to fly back to Miami with her. And we'll hang for a week there. This is what we're doing while we try to get our shit together. She's got a house to sell. There's a lot of shit that's got to get done, man, before she's moving here. And we know it. So we're just, you know, like, it's a good thing we're, like, old enough and mature enough to figure this shit out. By the way, this backdrop that I'm using, this is my favorite one of all. Because this is my life. This is my life right here. Just trying to pretend like it's all good, right? And I'm in the middle of this fucking hellish ride. That cracks me up, man. What can I tell you, huh? These guys, these fucking goaltender with no mask on. How do you do that, man? Here they are against the Russians. All right, so what we're going to do here is check out what we ordinarily do, and that is the 2nd of July, 2019. We'll see if we have even a fucking snowball's chance in hell of finding a show that we can air, 2019. Every time we do the Thursday or Tuesday encore shows now, these are from, they're, we got to go back 5 years because either it was a repeat of a repeat or it was some bullshit. So we'll see if it works. Again, congratulations to Reed. Was that Reed Simon? Yeah. Who's our winner. And Reed is going to get a Ted's Beverly Hills sweatshirt, man. That's good work, Jeff. Reed's choice is a Ted's of Beverly Hills sweatshirt. That's a beautiful thing. Hoodie. The Ted's of Beverly Hills retro hoodie in the XL size. You got it, my brother. Reed is in Saginaw, Michigan. I'm answering some questions here on the fan page. Also did a big post tonight that you may read if you hang around Facebook. It's great, man. Thank you. Critical health news. Mm. So, let me log in here, man. I got a lot of shit I got to do here before Jackie gets out here to California. She hasn't been to Los Angeles. She's been to L.A. For a couple of events, but never really hung out down here. She's from Northern California. And Jackie, being from Northern California, believes that there was no real reason to have to know anything about Southern California because Northern California is the shit. And I'm kidding. Although, you know, when I talk to her, I do sense a little bit of that Northern California chauvinism. It's okay. It's understandable. It's a great... San Francisco... Everybody in L.A. loves San Francisco. Everybody in San Francisco hates L.A. That's kind of how it works, although it's not exactly like that. But I love going to San Francisco. I love San Francisco. San Francisco don't love us back. You know, they just, it's like, just God almighty, you know, come on up here, spend the weekend, and then get out. So anyway, that reminds me, I think Bryn is a gal I want to talk to. Okay, so we're going to the archives, and we're going to pick out July 2nd, 2019, see what the hell is on that motherfucker. I want to be rich. Don't want nothing more. I want to be rich. And the boat on the lake. The fuck? But most of all, I want to get paid. Ah, you cunt. This is a fuck. This is a repeat. This is Tuesday of last year. I don't know. It must be a leap year. This is just bad fucking vibes here, man. Introduces a longtime friend of hers, an actor turned drug rehab owner, Rev Duncan. It turns out his new rehab center in Malibu is more like a it's more like a torture chamber. Later, Don Berman is on to talk about the great Nicholas Winton, almost. Who? All right, so now I got to fuck around with this shit, man. So I got to go back to 2018. Is that a Friday? Yeah, God damn it.
I want to be rich. Don't want nothing more.
Oh, man. Bowery at Midnight. I remember that movie we did that. It was such a piece of shit. God, was it a piece of shit. Watch this. July 2nd, 2018 was a fucking Monday, and I'll bet you money it's the repeat from the... Oh, you fucking piece of shit.
Don't want nothing for nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. All right. I'm going to download this thing. So we're cool, man. Monday, July 2nd, 2018... is the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Don't blow it out your ass. Okay. You just jumped all over me with that music, man. You know. My husband is dead. I love Forensic Files. You're missing great television if you're not watching Forensic Files. Christ, some of the bullshit that people try to pull to get away with murdering people. You never fucking really get away with it, man. I'm sure there are people that have. It's getting tougher and tougher because the whole thing with Forensic Files is, their whole thing is like, the forensic science is getting so fucking good. Man, you wouldn't believe the way they bust people. The age, the type of, any kind of flower or any leaf that they find on the body, they can track that to a part of the country. the time of the year, the season, what was the temperature, bugs, insect larvae. Man, they're doing it all, Jack. You gotta, if you're gonna kill somebody, that's just half the fucking job. You better take that fucking body that you got and like hose it off, or, you know, clean it up, man, because your ass is not gonna be too happy. They bust people, man, with blood splatter now. There's a whole science of blood splatter. Well, was he shot? Yeah, well, we don't see any spray. There's usually blood spray splatter. There isn't. It's like dripping. So, no, you know, we don't think he was shot. Well, there's a bullet hole in his head. Maybe he was shot someplace else and brought here, because we don't see evidence of, you know. So just all this shit, man. And they bust people regularly with this stuff, man. The soil that they find. If they find dirt that is not, you know, natural to the where the car is parked, where the body is. They trace where that dirt's from. They trace where grass is from. They trace what part of the world this came from. You know, it's a hell of a deal, man. I think you really dig it, you know? Okay. I mean, it's you know, it's very interesting. No. It's very, I think you would find it interesting. You may not, or you may. You know, you may, or you may not. It's what we would call, you know, you may not. See? So I could go either way, but I love it. I love it very much. I love it all the time, you know? And I would, like, it's very crazy to say this, but if it was a woman, I'd, like, have my leg draped over the TV set, you know? That's how much I enjoy very much what they do. So that's not going to win you friends, Phil. Doing that weird shit. What the fuck is this, man? Now they're finding the guys. Oh, this is interesting. Now the next show's starting out with a large garbage dump, and a guy is finding inside a suitcase. Well, the garbage worker thought he had himself a gold mine. He opens it up, and what's inside? A fucking body folded up into a goddamn suitcase. And it ain't looking too good. Needless to say, the guy's not getting out of there and walking around. Wow. It's a woman, and all I know is there's two tattoos on both wrists. Her name's Summer. All right, I'll shut up. So there's that. Oi, hey. And now what I want to do is look and see our October 2002, right? Love Weird Al, man. I worked with Weird Al at Westwood One. He worked in the mailroom. I was a producer of short-form shows. This was 1983, 4, 5, in there. 82, 83. Al had been at San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where he recorded Another One Rides the Bus in the bathroom, and some fucking bathroom up there. Another One Rides the Bus, yeah! Another One Rides... It was a total beautiful send-up of the of Queens, Another One Bites the Dust. And Al would come down every day to go to lunch, and he'd ask me, do you want anything? He'd pick up lunch for us, and I'd say, not really. I mean, maybe occasionally, but we always traded riffs on restaurant names. Because I had been doing this thing since Florida, coming up with these whack restaurant names like Bob's Hamburger Valhalla. In other words, you had to have a name and a food and then a place. And we would, like, Ethan's Chili, you know, and then you'd have this, you know, like, so Ethan's Chili Cave. Or, and Al thought that was fucking hysterical, so he'd come up with his, you know, like Mother Serena's Booze Mountain. You know, what the fuck is this? So we would do this. We would talk about this shit. And then he did, I was there when he recorded the first one. God damn it. What was that one that he did, man? He recorded it at Westwood One. Had his fucking band there and everything, man. But he did Another One Rides the Bus. Then he had Nature Trail to Hell was the song. He said to me that that was inspired by our talks about restaurant names. Nature Trail to Hell. Anyway, then he just like exploded, man, you know. He did a movie, UHF, and I had an extra part in the trailer. I actually did the voiceover trailer, and I did an extra part in the video. I was just a person in the crowd, and the song was This Is the Life. You guys remember that song? That was from the trailer for UHF. The movie, I think. Or maybe it was just we were doing the music video for This Is the Life. I remember we shot it in Hollywood. It was kind of an all-day shoot, but I kind of was digging on it, man. You got $100, and they gave me a little wardrobe, like a tuxedo, and It was fascinating to me. It was totally fascinating to. I'd never been on a soundstage and seen anything filmed before, so you know, it was pretty cool. All right, enough of this bullshit. What am I talking about, man? I got to get this thing going, man. What are you doing, Henry? You're fucking it up, Henry. All right, October 2002, right? Yeah, yeah, October 2002. Wee 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 wee. Boo hoo hoo hoo. Boo hoo hoo hoo. Me 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 me. Father James McQuarters joins him with some Halloween safety fun. Have fun, but be aware of evil cannibalistic cults and prepare. Oh, that's right. I was into the Sims game back then. I got heavy into playing Sims at night up in my office. Jesus. Was that long ago, 2002? I remember Maria would be going, all right, what are you doing, man? Are you coming down here anytime soon? I'll be right there. And I was playing Sims. What the fuck? Now that I think back on that, it was like not that exciting, man. It was kind of boring, in my opinion. But, oh, I see what I did. Okay. I did a boo-boo. All right, dude. Enough of this horse shit. Let's get this thing. Let's get this pandemic on the road, man. I think everything ought to be a pandemic now. You know, like, you know, what are you doing? I'm in the middle of a fucking pandemic. You know, I can't see it. I don't think it's going to work. But I'm working on the pandemic, dude. Look at, man, I got your I'm working on the fucking pandemic. Okay, Farmer Boys. There was a restaurant in Santa Barbara called Farmer Boy that we used to go to all the time. And it was phenomenal, phenomenal breakfast place in Santa Barbara. And it's been there for years. That and High Let's Eat, you can't beat it. Now they're telling me they have something called Farmer Boys. What the fuck is that, man? Don't be fucking with my people. Don't fuck with my people. All right, so that having been said, let's go back over to 2018 and get this show on the ever-loving bitch road, man. What are we doing, man? Do we have anything for this week? I don't think we do. I think it's all just a promo, right? There is nothing on the fucking docket, baby, in terms of shit. You dig what I'm putting down? I got to make some of Jeff Baker's dumpster fire chili. All right, Jeff, I'm there, man. I'm going to do a veggie version of it, all right? All right, now I got to find the goddamn... Where is he at, man? Where's my man? Where's Matt? Where's Matt? Where's Matt? Here he is. There he is. Yeah. Now we're talking. Okay, Groovy. So I'm going to take this and... Move it up there. I got more shit on my desktop now. I'm going to have to do a little massive delete thing. Hubbard Radio. They owned KSTP in Minneapolis back in the day, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. We love having great guests on my show, like Jay Leno.
The medic runs over and says,
what the fuck is this, man? I thought it was goddamn... Where the fuck is the Ray Lewis thing? What are you guys doing, man? What are you doing, dude? You sent the wrong fucking promo, bitch. No, they didn't, because it's right here. Hold on, man. This is, like, weird, really weird. Hubbard Radio. Oh, other than Ray Lewis. Got it. Oh, I dig it. Okay, good. Good, 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 good. Thank you. Okay, man. Then I'll use the Ray Lewis promo. All right. So that's okay. So, all right. Yeah, you know, okay, man. I can dig it, man. I'm flexible that way. I'm flexible. I mean, I can, you know, you want me to do this and do that? You want to, you know, just say it, man. Don't fucking lean over me and breathe on me, man. Just fucking say it.
Okay, so that's that, and this is this, and you can shove it in your ass and do whatever you want with it, but all right. Now, where is our audio track? Hello, there it is. There, see? I knew I could do it, so baby, get to it. You know, I mean, I don't mean to be a smartass. That's my American idioms. They sneak in. I don't know. I know you can do it, so baby, get to it. Oh, my God. The stupid shit that I let happen. I won't even go into it. It'll depress the fuck out of me. Anyway, I guess I could have it made. I could do it. Oh, my God.
I had a bottle of wine with the glass of the wine bottle etched with a caricature that Matt Groening of The Simpsons had done of me. I had this in a bottle of wine. It fell and broke about a year, 2 years ago. But I thought, well, you know what? I'll just take the design off of the CD and have them re... I don't think Matt would mind it. I'm not selling it for any commercial value. It's just, you know, something that I had made. But I had had it made way, way back, you know, when he actually did it for our charity, for my friend's place when we were associated with him. All right.
Hey, Ray Lewis, you know? He's big time. Don't fuck with me.
All right, so have we downloaded this bitch? Yes, we did. And there's the thing. Okay, so are we ready? We're going to now cease the fucking pre-show, as much as we love doing it, and we're going to goddamn well get into the commercial end of this fucker. And, I dare say, and we've got a fucking promo we're going to roll. See, I'm going to do it all on a Thursday instead of Friday, because that's just how I fucking roll. I like this guy. I like that whole term. That's how I roll, you know. That's how I roll, bro. There's no shortage of action. This is not the actual commercial. This is just me practicing it. There's no shortage of action going on at with our exclusive partners, betonline.ag. There's no shortage of action going on at with, I know. It's like, take your pick. Which word do you want to use? There's no shortage of action going on our exclusive partners. There's no shortage of action going at our exclusive. There's no shortage with. I think with is the word. There is no shortage of action going on at. There is no shortage of action going on with our. That's really hard to do when you write three fucking words in there that don't belong there. Okay, man. Jesus H. Christ. There is no shortage of action going on with our. Going on at our. That's what it is. You know, there's no shortage of action going on at our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Going on at our.